What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be talking about a couple of the games from this week, our surprise players, and our predictions for the Thursday game. Start things off. Let's start with the. I don't want to do the Bears games first. Let's do the Colts and Broncos game. That was a really good game. It was Colts crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bears
Colts might actually be a real contender this year.
You think so?
They continued putting up history against one of the best defenses in the league.
So I don't disagree. I think they're a contender too, but I was just making sure. So when you say contender, though, what do you mean? Contending for the division?
I think they'll definitely take this division.
I'm not ready to say they'll definitely.
They're looking like a playoff team.
I don't disagree with that.
The Texans do not look good. So neither does Tennessee, really.
So you and I both picked the Texans to represent the South. Are we still in agreement that only one team comes out of the South?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that it's Colts, and it's probably going to be better than the. I picked them to be 8-9. I picked the Texans to be 9-8.
Yeah. I think thought that the Colts were going to be 7-10.
I think the Colts exceed that right now, don't you?
Oh, 100%.
They're 9-8.
Yeah. It's crazy how good they're playing right now.
Agreed.
I am beyond surprised with how good this offense is playing. This defense is really good too.
I'm not surprised by that.
I'm not surprised by the defense. I knew the defense was going to be good. I'm surprised the offense is as good as it is. This is an insane offense.
I thought the offense had a lot of really good pieces. They just needed somebody to lead them.
And who I don't thought know that would be Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I don't know that Daniel is necessarily leading them right now, but he's not messing it up. He's looked really good. I thought the first game he looked much better than the second game. But that makes sense. He went against a really shitty defense and crappy defense, my bad. And then he went against a really good defense in Denver and made enough plays. Still did
pretty good.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know that he necessarily outplayed Bo Nix, although fantasy points-wise it looks like he did. He didn't make any mistakes where Nix had a pick. I would take Bo Nix over Daniel Jones all day long, but in fantasy especially, but even in real life, I think I would. But Daniel Jones, he's just not making. So a buddy of mine, said, Daniel Jones eventually would do Daniel Jones things.
Yeah.
I mean, do we expect that to happen, or do we expect the Daniel Jones that made the playoffs?
He's going to do some Daniel Jones things.
But is it fair to say Daniel Jones is going to do Daniel Jones things? Or has he kind of brushed that up a little bit?
I think we need to see a couple more games before we jump to that conclusion.
So I would say that we need to wait a couple more games to say if they're true contenders too.
Maybe.
And that's why I said, are we talking about for the division or the league? Because the division, absolutely, they're in the driver's seat for the division right now.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But that's a really weak division. Possibly the weakest division in the whole league.
I think if they continue how they play like they are right now, they could go far in the playoffs, honestly, if they're playing at this level.
We remember what league they're in. They're not in the NFC.
I know.
So, by far, do you mean they could be in the championship series?
Well, if they were to win the
division series.
Yes. If they were to win their division, that would put them at the number 3 spot. And the wild card round.
Not necessarily.
or the four spot. I mean, that number three spot. I'm trying to think of who I. It might have been the Chiefs.
I mean, I would the pick Chiefs aren't any exactly of the looking three hot. Division.
You think so?
No, but the Chargers are.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 0-2. But not all 0-2 teams are created equal.
Yeah.
Like I fully expect the Chiefs to make the playoffs. I don't fully expect the Texans to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
In fact, I would be absolutely shocked if the Texans were to.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'd be insanely shocked if two AFC South teams were to make the playoffs. I don't know what I think about the league anymore. I'd be like, this is a terrible league. I'm done watching this.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding.
But it's just a much weaker division, and I don't think any of the teams, including the Colts, are to the point yet where I say they're true contenders. But the Colts, I think, are clearly the best roster in the whole division.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they can continue to get solid quarterback play, then yeah, I think they're a contender. I just don't know that they get past the division series. There's just too many good teams in the AFC. There's too many great teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
Two of them played in week one and went toe-to-toe 40-41.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if that's the AFC championship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. I guess we'll see how this season continues for the Colts, but they're looking really good so far.
The Bengals are not what we thought they were going to be at this point. Because I mean, they're 2-0, but do we really think that Jake Browning can keep them as a true contender?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they even beat a great team. The Jags, I mean, they're an all right team, I guess, but they're nothing special.
They sure look dysfunctional at times, though.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a rough game for them to end it off, at least. I mean, they had a good first half, but it fell apart after that part.
When your starting quarterback is waving off the head coach, that's probably not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can say whatever they want early. Publicly afterwards. That's not a good look, at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
The Broncos-Colts game, though, was really cool to watch, especially the
ending. That game was crazy.
What did you think of the controversial call with the leverage?
I mean, he touched him.
And you know you can't.
You just can't do it, yeah.
I don't really think that it looked like he was pushing off. You can't touch him. But he still touched him.
No, it wasn't leverage, but and yeah, he still touched him. You just can't touch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, it led to a Colts win. I mean, a 60-yard field goal was definitely a bold move, but they definitely trusted him. I think he made the distance. It just wasn't, like, centered.
Yeah. Yep.
And then Trade's he just hit that good, 45 straight down the center.
I think he's good. He's a good one.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Mike Vanderjagt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was a really good game. I was shocked with how good that was. Or also how high scoring it was.
Yes.
Chiefs-Eagles. Chiefs, I'm surprised how close that was. Honestly. I know it was a garbage touchdown to get it that close. But like that Eagles offense surprisingly didn't put as many points as I was expecting.
I know Devontae
Smith got hurt. Yeah.
I was shocked.
I know After Devontae got hurt, was he out for the rest of the game?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm double checking.
So that definitely hurt him, but like still they had they still have a lot of pieces they can. I don't know. It's definitely a crazy game. Very good game. Mahomes played really well. for just having pretty much one really reliable target in Travis Kelce. I mean, the other guys definitely showed up. Let's see if they can continue that until either Xavier Worthy or Rashee Rice, whoever gets back first. I'm not sure how long they expect Worthy to be out for. I know he's been practicing on and off.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they know specifically, to be honest.
Yeah.
Did you, what do you think? Well, we don't need to get into all that. Never mind.
About what?
Did you see Chiefs players were wearing free Rashee Rice jersey or shirts?
Really?
Yep.
Well, seems like a floats your boat, I guess.
Seems like a bad look a little bit to me.
Yeah.
I mean, given the reason he's
they
not.
They know what he did, right?
I'm not sure they do. I mean, obviously they do, but they're not acting like they do.
Yeah, that's crazy. So let's talk about the Vikings-Falcons. JJ did not look great.
Nobody looked great in that game, except
that's true.
Bijan.
That made me feel nice. That's one cool thing about Sunday. Yeah. Just not
John
great
Robinson
game for them.
Is the only thing that looked good. He was the only player that looked good in that whole game.
Yeah.
And in fairness to all the receivers, they didn't have a chance to look good because neither quarterback
played great.
No. Bijan had 143 rushing yards and 25 more.
143 rushing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He killed it.
And he had no touchdowns. They gave the touchdown to Tyler Allgeier. But Allgeier also had he had 76. Like, mm-hmm. They ran for over 200 yards.
Them two really carried the game then.
Bijan averaged 6.5 yards a carry and Allgeier 4.8. They ran the ball down the Minnesota Vikings' throats. And that's a defense that prides itself
really
on being
against
much more physical. Like, mm-hmm. Brian Flores, like, I don't know how he didn't have a coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And then Minnesota couldn't run the ball. As bad as Atlanta looked offensively.
Or pass.
Outside of Bijan. Minnesota looked awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Minnesota just couldn't move the ball. They're really struggling with that. I don't know if it gets much better with Carson Wentz starting.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked to see Carson do well.
Really?
Because of who his head coach is.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin O'Connell is the best quarterback head coach in the league.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. I mean, this is going to help prove that if I'm right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, although doesn't look as bad as he did when he was with the Jets in Carolina, even like this year, he doesn't look like the same guy he was last year, the liner.
No.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't think he looks bad, but he doesn't look like one of the top quarterbacks in the league like he did last year.
Yeah. I mean, he did like lose talent at receiver group.
Agreed. But when you get paid,
but yeah,
that's
you're more
supposed
money.
To help,
you're gonna have
you're supposed to
less.
Help those guys around you.
Uh huh.
Lift him up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got JSN, and JSN is good.
He's definitely really good.
To great. And I think AJ Barner is a very underrated tight end.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with the Minnesota Atlanta game, specifically from Minnesota side.
Yeah, like the injury, Aaron Jones, I think that's definitely going to hurt him.
He's out.
I mean, George. Yeah,
he's going on the IR. So Jordan Mason
at least
is
4 weeks.
Must own.
Yeah, must start every week.
Must
I think,
own,
now.
Must start. Yep.
He's got to be owned 100%, right? Or close.
I mean,
if
I
don't guess.
Think he is right now.
Oh, really? That kind of shocks me, honestly. Because their split was pretty even.
Jordan Mason in Yahoo leagues. Ugh. Sorry. It was 91% owned. Much more than I thought. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Somehow Brees right. Hall is only 98% owned. Tell me, help me make sense of that.
Some four-man leagues. Four- and six-man leagues. Cowboys-Giants. That was a really good game. Huge shootout. Russell Wilson played insanely well until the very end.
I was about to say that.
Over 400 yards and three touchdowns and one touchdown over 40 yards and two other plays that were 40-yard-plus completions. That's an insane game.
Russell Wilson still throws a beautiful deep ball.
Yeah. He's just got to throw it.
Yeah. And not hold on to it while everybody converges down on him.
But that was a really good game.
Agree. Might have been the game of the year.
Yeah. I mean, Dak had a decent game, too, in their run game. Javonte Williams did pretty good.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, on that note, Javonte Williams, are we surprised at what he's doing? I am,
yeah. His last year on the Broncos, he did not look good at all.
Not at all.
He really turned it around.
So is he just on a team that's running a better scheme for him? I mean, I think that's probably what's happening.
Yeah. Or he wasn't completely healthy last year.
That's possible, too, with his knee.
Uh-huh.
If he keeps this up, though, he's going to get paid after this year.
100%. I would guess the Cowboys would try to keep him. I don't know how much money they got, though.
They've got a ton of cap room now. After trading,
like getting rid of Micah.
That's going to shrink some as Dak's contract goes up. So,
yeah. The Packers-Commanders game. that was a rough game for Commanders.
You had to hate that game.
Yeah, that was stupid. Commanders did not show up.
Were the Packers?
Their pass protection is bad. That was some bad pass protection.
That's some great pass rushers.
No. I'm kidding, yes. Obviously, they're good.
But that might be the best defense.
You just wanted me to say it, didn't you?
I mean, yeah. I want you to take off your bias hat for a minute.
I'm going to keep my bias hat on. Packers suck.
They don't, though.
Oh, man. Commanders did not play great.
Agreed. But Jaden Reed still.
He broke his collarbone, didn't he?
Jaden Reed? Oh, not Jaden Reed. Jaden Daniels. I'm sorry. Yes. Jaden Reed did break his collarbone.
Yeah. Which is definitely a blow to the offense.
Mac Jones looked really good, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, it's also the Saints, though. Saints don't have that great of a defense.
So Jaden Daniels played in probably one of his worst games of his career, in a short career. Yeah. And he still had 19.7 points on fantasy.
Yeah. Well, you also got to think, in the fourth quarter he threw two touchdowns?
Yep.
That's definitely going to help him.
Yep.
That's probably 8 points right there.
Seven rushes, this says. I thought he had more than that. I thought he had more yards than this. It says he only had 17 yards.
Man, they really had it contained.
I mean, I guess the point of that, this to me, is that's why Jaden Daniels is one of the top drafted quarterbacks. Because even in a bad real-life game, he put up some good points for fans. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have that floor. Where a guy like Jordan Love, although a really good real-life quarterback, isn't probably the best fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I'd almost prefer to have Tua sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy-wise.
Yeah, at the end of the game, they did – Jaden Daniels did have to get – or they did give him, have him do an MRI after all those hits he took. They had him do an MRI to check.
I mean, it makes sense.
Everything was good. I'm guessing it all came back clean.
Yeah, but I believe so.
Yeah. Maybe next free agency, they should probably try to invest in more offensive line.
It might just be a personal opinion. Try and protect that asset.
Yeah. Oh, man. Last game to talk about. Bears game.
The floor is yours, Peyton.
I do have one thing to say. This team sucks. But there's a bright spot. Rome Odunze. I'll get into him more when we talk about the surprises, but the rest of that team was god-awful. That defense, I understand that we are missing Jalen Johnson now, probably for the rest of the season now. TJ Edwards got hurt again. Kyler Gordon's still out, with still no sign of him coming back yet. That team is horrible. The first half wasn't terrible. Right before halftime, I do want to talk about this. Detroit did throw that ball, got it inside the five, and they didn't call it out of bounds. He was out of bounds. I will say that he was out of bounds. They didn't call out of bounds. They hurry up, ran a spike. Time was already out by then, by the time they got the spike done. Officials went back, looked at the play before, changed that call after a play was already ran. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That is something that shouldn't have happened. I understand it would have changed the game, but still, they shouldn't have had that touchdown going in to halftime to put them up two scores. That just shouldn't have happened. And after that, I didn't want to watch the game anymore because I already knew how the game was going to end after that. I was done. I just couldn't watch it after that. Odunze had a great game. Amazing game. That was the only bright spot of that game. That second half was atrocious on both sides of the ball. Defense couldn't stop anything. Offense couldn't get anything done until like a fourth quarter rush touchdown by DeAndre Swift. Stop running the ball with DeAndre Swift. Let's get our actual running back in there that will actually be able to run it up the middle. I don't know. I really don't know. That interception by Caleb Williams, still have no idea what he was throwing at. I don't know if he was just trying to get rid of the ball or if he was trying to throw it to somebody and way overthrown it. Stupid game. That's such a stupid game.
So, was the Bears' defense that bad, or was the Lions' offense that bad?
Or both? Both. Both.
Now I'm going to ask you one more question that you're not going to like.
What?
Was the Lions' offense that bad in week one, or were the Packers' defense that good? The Packers'
defense is that if good. You're able to stop Gibbs and David Montgomery to, like, what, they have 50 yards combined, 60? There's your answer.
That Packers defense is the real deal, I think. The offense has looked really good early in both games, but kind of not fizzled out, but just kind of, I think they just kind of put it in cruise control. You know what I mean?
If they have a really good season, it's because the defense.
But the offense looks good too. The offense doesn't have to put up stupid numbers right now.
I know. They can look all right, and they should win as long as the defense plays well. If that defense were to fall apart, I don't see the Packers being good, honestly.
I mean, I think that the talent is there. It's whether or not Jordan Love takes care of the football. What I was about to say was what I look forward to is, because it's going to happen at some point, you would think. Mm-hmm. How is Jordan Love going to respond? Is he going to be the Jordan Love of last year, or is he going to be the Jordan Love that played really well in both of the last two seasons' second half?
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, in the second half of the season, he played really well again.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you wonder why he's such a slow starter to an extent. But if he can put together that for a whole season, Jordan Love's going to be the MVP.
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, we'll see what Lamar and Josh and those guys do. You know what I mean? Because those guys are just freaks. Like, I get that Jordan Love's really good, but he's not even close to being in the same quarterback.
Not even close.
But he doesn't have to be. The rest of his team is really good.
I'd be shocked if he were to win an MVP. I just shocked don't. If he were to win an MVP. I just don't see him as MVP material.
I mean, we'll see how it goes, but I do think that he needs to prove it offensively at some point as well. Like truly, because they've come out really good, hot the last couple of weeks, but they haven't played that throughout the whole game. Partly because they haven't had to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Baltimore didn't have to on Sunday either, but they kept putting up points.
Yeah. Probably take Detroit some anger out from the week Sunday. Before.
I'm sure, but I mean, Detroit didn't have to on Sunday, and there was probably a little bit of we're back to show the world that we really are the real deal. We're not the team that played against Green Bay.
I don't think it was really something against Ben Johnson. I think it was just Detroit being Detroit.
So I think Ben Johnson is the right coach for the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as we were preparing for this, you hit on something about Ben Johnson holding the players accountable. And from what I've heard and read, the players wanted somebody to come in and hold him accountable and do this, and this. But it's really easy to say you want to be held accountable when you're not
being held accountable.
Well, but when you're not used to it, that takes a little bit of an adjustment. And they weren't used to it the last few years with Eberflus. So it's going to take a little time for them to get used to it. It's going to take a little bit of time. Like, they may end up needing to bring some other players in instead of a few others.
Yeah.
It's still too early to name names on that, but I've got a few in mind right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, like, I think the Romo Dunzes of the world, and I would even say maybe the Caleb Williams even, wants that. But it's hard to get used to it again when you've gone a long time without being held accountable.
Yeah.
That takes a little bit of, it's part of changing the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And some players say they want to be, but push come to shove, they're going to go, that ain't for me. I don't like the way he's talking to me. I'm a grown man. Well, grown men need to be held accountable sometimes.
Oh, 100%.
And to doing our jobs the way we're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Man, I really hope something changes. For my sanity. Because this has been a rough couple weeks.
If it helps, your aunt is loving it.
No.
No, it doesn't help.
No.
I figured it probably did not. For anybody who might not know, my wife is a Packer fan.
I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
I mean, to each their own.
Yeah. Surprise players. Started off, Roma Dunze. Amazing week. Amazing season so far. First couple weeks, 3 touchdowns. Already tied with the same amount of touchdowns he had last season. great start to the season for him. I didn't expect it to be this good. I expected him to take that wide receiver one role, and he has taken it at the moment.
He took it.
He is Caleb's favorite target.
Faster than I thought.
Yeah. He's by far his favorite target.
13 catches, 165 yards, and 20 targets through the first 2 weeks. That's pretty good.
Yep. That's wide receiver one targets you're seeing right there.
Yeah.
I think he's a must-start at this point, right?
Yeah. What?
He's like a must-start wide receiver two, right? I would say so at this point.
Yeah, if Roman's on your team, I don't know why you – like, you better have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Malik Nabers, and Puka Nacua before if you're not starting. Or JJ and Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I for sure. I think you definitely start Roman. And if you're not, why not? Well, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. I'll throw this in right now. I'm surprised with how well Puka's playing now. The addition of Devontae has really benefited him a lot more than I really expected.
I didn't think he would be this good at this
point. Yeah, dude is playing even better.
Yeah,
like I'd say he's having a better season than he did when Cup was on the team.
Also, 20 targets through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's just playing great this.
Yep,
this season so far, and that rushing. That rush that he had Sunday, that was awesome. The fourth and one and turned it into a, 40, 50-yard touchdown?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Two other receivers who really surprised me. Wandale Robinson. He has 18 targets in the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Now, he's been a little touchdown dependent, but that's a lot of targets, man. He's got 14 total receptions, 197 yards, and just the one touchdown. He's put up 8.5 and 24.2.
Yeah.
That's like over 15 crazy points a game on average.
Yeah.
For a guy who's a second option, but he's probably a flex spot at best in most leagues right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was definitely drafted for that. So, I mean, it works out well, but, man, that guy's good. Like, I would be comfortable putting him in a starting receiver spot, depending on who else I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine. You want to move to running backs now?
Quentin Johnston. Is he the real deal?
I was looking at his targets. Yesterday he had 7, I think. Or something. I don't know. Yep. I don't know.
He's had 7 in both games.
That's pretty good target share. I don't know how it looked. I was asleep for that game. I don't know if it was just not great throws by Herbert or it was just batted away by the corner or.
Yeah, I was asleep too.
But I mean, those are really good targets, and it looks like he's the end like a big end zone threat on his team. So
yeah, I mean, he's been touchdown dependent, but he's getting the red zone targets for sure.
Mm-hmm. So he's definitely somebody to pick up and stash, like we talked about last week. I had him on the grab list. It's definitely somebody you want to grab.
Agree.
Start running backs off. Travis Etienne. Dude is on fire. 245 total yards. 214 of them are rushing. 31 receiving with a 7.3 yard per carry. And one receiving touchdown. I mean, not many touchdowns, but that's an insane amount of yards in the first 2 weeks. He's killing it right now. And he was pretty late in the draft. He was a later draft pick. That is, if you drafted him, props. I did not believe him at all. I thought he was losing that RB1 job this year. But clearly they believe in him somewhat because they ended up trading Bigsby.
Yep.
For I don't think he was even for much. So, yeah, he's definitely going to be a great option this year.
I mean, they got a fifth and a sixth for Bigsby.
Yeah, that's not too much, though.
Have you seen the way Philly drafts? It could be a lot. If Philly had been drafted.
Yeah.
They ain't now. That's Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Other running backs you were surprised by or like or anything?
No. At least not that I can think of.
I've got four running backs. One surprised me in a positive way. Ramondre Stevenson looked really, really good yesterday or on Sunday.
Yeah.
Really good. And that surprised me. I expected Henderson to kind of take that by the bowl and the job. But it looks like Stevenson's going to hang on to it for a little bit, possibly. I still think Henderson probably does eventually, but. And then Ashton Jeanty, my guess is just like Chargers defense is really good. So I think that he had one run yesterday, last night, that I saw right before I went to bed at the very beginning of the game where he just trucked the safety. I mean, trucked him, ran right up. So seeing more of that, I don't think that the Raiders necessarily want him doing that consistently, because they wanted him to preserve his body and stuff. Makes sense. But when he needs to, he can do that. And I still think that I wouldn't sell low for sure if you have him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have him and somebody is looking to sell him low, I'd jump all over that.
Yeah.
Because I think that he's going to bounce back. Tony Pollard, I'm really surprised at what he's done. Like, I expected more because he's going to get the bulk of the snaps and everything. So that surprised me quite a bit. And Caleb Johnson's, like, the short time that he actually has played, he didn't even know the rules of the kickoff procedures and stuff. That's on the coaches, but it's on him too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That was an insane play. That's crazy.
But to not know those rules,
that's pretty important, especially as a kick returner.
Yep. That's it's not like he was in there blocking. He was the actual primary returner. How does he not know? And if nobody's told him, shame on that coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy. Tight ends. I'm kind of disappointed with the Bears tight end group. I know it's not their fault. They probably should get more involved, but both Kmet and Loveland have not been getting many targets or much anything at all. And that's been pretty big letdown.
Yeah.
Especially using a ninth pick on a tight end that you're not going to use.
For sure.
Stupid.
TJ Hockenson, is he unplayable right now?
I don't know. With Wentz coming in, I mean,
I think it ultimately depends on what other tight end you have.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree 100%.
I'd also say, I mean, he's a stud tight end wise.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to play your studs until we have a bigger sample size.
Yeah.
But if I had a really good substitute, I'd consider it. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Until proven otherwise.
Yep.
And Juwan Johnson, last week I said I didn't know if he was the real deal. It's starting to look like he is.
Yeah. It's crazy. Did
I say he was averaging 20? He had 9 targets last week or this past week. In the first week, he had 11. So he's averaging 10 targets a game. That's tight end.
That's really good. That's a lot of targets.
Yeah.
Huge sample size. Yeah, he looks like he's man, Rattler's favorite target.
He's the second highest on average per game tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Behind? Tucker Kraft.
Kraft. Oh, man. Where's the...
Zach Ertz is right there with him, though.
Yeah. And Tyler Warren's got to be pretty high up there, too, isn't he?
He's got Tyler's to be, fourth, I mean, Trey's yeah. fifth, and neither of them, I don't believe, have a touchdown.
No. If Tyler Warren had a touchdown, I guarantee he'd be in that. I'd say I think he could be even one.
I mean, Trey and Tyler him. Both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised. I think I guess it's possible. He might have like a Bowers type of season where he has an amazing season, but not very many touchdowns.
Bowers has zero touchdowns.
Yeah. We'll see.
He's only eighth right now. Bowers.
He is? Oh, yeah. Man. Hopefully Vegas can turn that around because they are not playing well
Johnson,
right now.
Juwan Johnson leads all tight ends and targets at 20.
Yeah.
Jake Ferguson has 14 or 18.
Oh, man. Huh.
Yeah.
If you got him in the later rounds, he was probably a really good pick. You really like to see those targets. Yeah. Definitely a great start of the season for a lot of these younger tight ends.
Agreed. Cool.
Yeah. Thursday game. Bills and Dolphins. It's definitely going to be a blowout.
How much of a game do you think it's going to be?
I don't think it's going to be much of a game. I'd be shocked if it was close.
Same.
The Bills defense has been playing pretty good the last couple weeks.
They were suspect against the Ravens, but it was the Ravens.
Ravens. I could see what's his face having a pretty good game. A-Chain. That's about it.
That's because he's so good out of the backfield.
Yeah. Like he's the only like very like super reliable player on that team.
He has the most receptions on that team.
This great look for the receivers. Or maybe it's all on Tua. Who knows? But still, that's pretty rough. Hopefully, like all this shares doesn't end up hurting him. Getting him hurt later from like just overuse.
The usage, yeah. I got you. Agree.
Hopefully none of that happens.
That's the risky part with that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just hope if you're the owner.
I wouldn't be shocked if he and Cook both have big days.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Josh Allen gets a rushing touchdown. I don't know. But I wouldn't expect a bunch of high profile offensive numbers out of Allen passing wise and everything. Just because I don't think there's the game's gonna be all that close. Like I expect quite a few passing yards from Tua and opportunities for the receivers and everything. But I think A-Chain is gonna be the offense will run through them and Buffalo will shut that down early, my guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say, no, we're gonna see if Tua and Tyreek can get along for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a rough game for Miami. Because
I don't think they can on a consistent basis.
No.
I don't think Tyreek is capable of that.
Mm-mm. I mean, again, last game, Tyreek had another freak out on the sideline.
Yep.
I know that's 2 for 2. Will he go 3 for 3? Probably. I would say so.
A nice bet to make would be 2 touchdowns on A-Chain and 2 touchdowns on Cook.
Yep.
I'm not saying don't put a bunch of money on that. But I just
it's definitely a possible one.
Call it a feeling. Mm-hmm. I better get it in before anybody else does.
Yeah.
And the odds
all right. Yeah. I have no idea how they're looking now. I got mine in, but we'll see. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're watching or listening on any podcast platforms, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe and leave a comment on what you guys think. Thanks for tuning in.